There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. We begin down under, where Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has announced plans to recognise a Palestinian state at the upcoming UN General Assembly. The move has sparked concern amongst critics, including the Executive Council of Australian Jewry, who warn that it could empower Hamas and jeopardise Israeli hostages. Israel's ambassador to Australia, Amir Mamon, has criticised the decision, claiming that recognising Palestine now could strengthen Hamas's position and undermine efforts towards lasting peace. Meanwhile, yesterday, Israeli National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir urged Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to take immediate action to dismantle the Palestinian Authority. Citing concerns over Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas's intentions for UN recognition of a Palestinian state, Ben-Gvir called for swift government measures to weaken the PA. The move follows reports that Abbas aims to declare independence at the upcoming UN General Assembly, encouraged by recent support from the United Kingdom, France, and Canada. Last week, Latin American influencers and Mozambican journalists visited southern Israel to observe the aftermath of the October 7th Hamas attack. The tour enabled them to connect with local communities and witness the situation firsthand. The visitors expressed solidarity with Israel and pledged to share their insights worldwide. This visit, amid ongoing regional tensions, defines the value of direct engagement in fostering understanding and strengthening diplomatic ties between Israel and Mozambique. Staying in Israel, and a three-year plan has been launched to attract skilled Jews from the diaspora, addressing labor shortages and boosting the economy. The initiative offers incentives such as tax breaks, integration support, and grants for in-demand professionals. By encouraging talented individuals to move, Israel aims to reduce reliance on foreign workers, attract investments, and strengthen its global standing, fostering economic growth and reinforcing its commitment to the Jewish diaspora. Let's now take a look at what stories have been making headlines. The United Kingdom chief rabbi has condemned the government's stance on recognizing Palestine, warning it could harm hostages held in Gaza. 522 protesters supporting Palestine Action have now been detained following London's Parliament Square demonstration on Saturday, including some for assaulting officers. Argentine lawmaker Vanina Baassi faces charges after calling Israel a genocide state and comparing it to the Nazis. Families of hostages, victims, and fallen soldiers have called for a general strike on August the 17th, protesting the war and government's Gaza plans, fearing it endangers hostages and risks escalating IDF casualties. Dutch politician Geert Wilders has expressed strong European support for Israel during a call with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, emphasizing that millions back Israel's fight against Hamas. According to the Biadanu Religious Rights Group, on August the 3rd, a record 4,045 Jews visited Jerusalem's Temple Mount for Tisha B'Av, marking the highest attendance ever on this solemn day. Israeli leaders have praised President Trump's role in mediating peace between Armenia and Azerbaijan. Weather experts anticipate and are warning of an historic heatwave this week, peaking midweek with the eastern region of Israel facing record-breaking temperatures and extreme heat conditions. And finally, the Jewish Museum of Chile in Santiago has launched a week-long Thou Shall Not Discriminate art exhibition aimed at combating anti-Semitism. Organized by the Combat Anti-Semitism Movement, CAM, the Jewish Museum, and the Jewish Community of Chile, the exhibition features vivid illustrations addressing modern anti-Semitism from stereotypes to Holocaust denial. CAM's Director of Hispanic Affairs, Shay Salomon, emphasized the exhibit's goal, that is, raising awareness and fostering understanding to combat hate. The event precedes the upcoming Latin American Forum Against Anti-Semitism in Rio de Janeiro. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com, and if you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.